Welcome to Emotion Art.
Emotion Art, where we sit down and make art.
Emotion Art.
Creative energy moving outward in conscious expression of feeling.
Emotion art.
Emotion because we are literally made of emotion. Art because everything we do wants to be art. Emotion art.
Emotion art.
Feels.
Emotion art. It's all beautiful.
Emotion art.
A space for emotional art. Creative energy moving outward in conscious expression.
Emotion art.
An emotion art gallery.
This is emotion art.
Yeah, welcome.
I think we're close enough.
This antique rocking chair with tea.
I love it.
No microphone.
All right.
Here we are.
Hello. Thanks for having me. I mean, I've been listening to a lot of your episodes too.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's been amazing. But I know that it's so many different types of stories. So I'm like, oh, listen, maybe I'll prepare.
Nope.
There's no prepare.
There is no possibility to prepare for this.
No. Actually, I think just the life is the preparation. Like whatever it is that you do or talk about or be excited about, that is the preparation. So
yes. So who are you?
Well, I am Corey McPercival. I'm here to talk about my dreams, my passions, my excitement.
Sweet.
I am starting a community pop-up market. My big dream is to really create kind of like a third space community resource and a market. We used to have a lot more third spaces, just spaces where people can be and exist and not have any expectations or pressure. We hope that people will be supporting small businesses and buying goods and stuff, but I don't want that to be the only reason that people will come. Like, I want people to have a space where they can come and hang out. My dream is to also have like little activities, little writing prompts, little science experiments, a little area for kiddos to play and learn. And so the third space is really just about being able to exist together and just meet new people, right? And then the market part is kind of like Saturday market vibes. So like small businesses that I want to support, I want to help them grow. And there are so many small businesses with such beautiful art. And then the community resource part. I feel like community resource and third space almost go together because I mentioned wanting to do little like tables of activities and such. Like I have a friend who wants to do a clothing exchange. So she'll have like a big table and she'll bring things. And her goal ultimately is to be able to mend things too. So people could bring articles that need mending and mend them. Ideally, I'd love to have like a pantry exchange too. People bringing in some foods and being able to swap things out. So kind of a lot is a big dream that I'm working toward here. I'm planting the seeds of the dream right now. So this first one is going to be a collaboration between Traveling Wheels and the McPea Pod pop-up. That's what we're calling it. It's going to be a little bit more about the pop-up market part and a little less about the third space and community part, just because there are going to be a lot of people all in one spot, which is exciting. It's very exciting. So I'm kind of like dipping my toe in.
Why are you doing this? What makes you want to do this? How did you get this dream?
I'm really excited about bringing people together and community. And so this dream is really rooted in community and wanting to build that. And for me, community is like collectively seeing and being seen at the same time. And I think that this could be a really beautiful way to like make that happen in the crazy world that we're in right now. Because I don't think there are a lot of opportunities to build really significant community.
Was there a point in your life where you didn't have community and then you found community? Was there like, is this a story thread through your life?
It's interesting. I don't know that I've ever been 100% without community, which is great. I feel really grateful for that. But I do think that there are certain communities that I've kind of fallen into that have been incredible. For example, I do roller derby and I coach beginners and
ow.
Yeah, it's really, really fun. I'm not skating in like full contact bouts. I'm mostly just showing up and teaching new skaters, and it's so fun. It's so amazing. The skaters that we have, they're building each other up, and it's amazing. And so when I started, I started skating a really long time ago, but when I joined Cherry City in Salem, Cherry City Roller Derby, it just opened up so many doors. The job that I have is my boss is a friend that I met at roller derby. You know, we rented a house from somebody we knew from roller derby. Like, there are a lot of very specific direct correlations to like the experience that we've had in our life because of derby, but also just those bonds. Those are so much more important than those material things, but just lifelong bonds. And so roller derby is a big one, a big community piece, but I want to have more pools of that around for people to tap into.
So the McPee Pod pop-up, mm-hmm. where and when?
Yes.
Plug it.
yes. The McPee Pod pop-up. The first one is December 19th. It's a Friday. It is from 7:30 to 10. And there will be roller skating as well as the market side of things. So that's the collaboration piece. So Traveling Wheels does a weekly open skate, which is really neat. And so folks can come and do that open skate and they can also shop. It's going to be really neat, I think.
So it's at a skate place.
It's called the Madhouse, basically just a huge warehouse. And then we have a sport court down for roller skating. And then there's just a little section that we'll have some vendors in. We won't have a ton of vendors, but I think that's good. It's like, again, it's like dipping our toes in.
What vendors do you expect? Like, what's going to draw people?
So I have a couple of vendors who are interested who haven't officially applied yet, but there's somebody who does massage who wants to come and have a booth. My husband has a hot sauce business, so he'll be there with his hot sauce.
I think we have some of your husband's hot sauce.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Okay.
We also have a mug.
So that's how I came across y'all, was at one of his events in Philomath, and I saw y'all chatting with people and having art out, and my kiddo and I came over and did some art, and I was like, ooh, I want this. I would love to have them at my event.
The Dirt Road Street Party.
Yeah, yep, the street party.
That was the first time we were just like, let's do a booth. How do you do a podcast booth at a fair with live music and like a big party?
Let's do it. Did you get clips? How did it go?
Honestly, we haven't even listened back to it. That was not our intention, really.
Oh, cool.
Our intention was not to create an episode or anything from it. We just wanted people to know we are in the community. Yeah. Like, there's a lot of things that people do in our community that you don't even ever see or hear about.
Exactly.
Small businesses is one. Mm-hmm. But sometimes people's passion projects are just, maybe their friends know.
Yeah.
But we just wanted people to know, hey, we're in the community too. But also, when you put headphones on and talk into a mic with someone else, it's a really different experience than most people ever get to have.
Mm-hmm.
So part of what we wanted to do is just let people feel what it felt like to listen to a podcast. And I think the coolest thing is how many kids we had in there that were, some of them were very shy. We had some feedback from parents who said, I've never seen them talk to strangers before, but there's something different about the format of a podcast type style thing that they felt like they could just open up. We had one kid that talked to Michael for a really long time, who's always wanted to start his own podcast. He asked a million questions. How do you do this? What do you need? He left that conversation just on fire about being able to do something from his home. You know, we really just wanted to just bring it out and just let people play.
For preparation, Angela ordered some stickers. That's what we have.
Heck yes.
I had
that's
a
all we have, stickers.
Pop-up canopy from my previous job.
Yeah.
That we were like, well, I guess we're gonna, you know, it says Uzine on here. This is we hand wrote a sign, like we just made stuff. And then I went to Staples, I think, and just picked up a couple of giant pads of paper and
so
some
smart.
Like paint markers and crayons. Cause I'm just like, this is gonna be a place for people to just do some art.
Especially if you're hanging out having a conversation to allow space for the hanging out also is, yeah.
And then what happened is basically a bunch of kids had an incredibly connective time.
Yeah.
And you could just see, I mean, you could see so much joy on their faces and everybody that was in there. And the truth is, I'll bet we have fantastic promotional content for next time
for
something. But, you know, full-time jobs and a crazy life with crazy kids. And this is passion project.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
Yeah. So we're still putting out one episode a week. So mm-hmm. that's where we've been focusing yeah. our editing. Yeah.
And that's going to be pulled back.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm starting to find my rhythm. What yeah. is it? Why am I doing this podcast? Yeah. And what is it that I want to be doing? Because there's doing for fun, the passion doing, and then there's the doing that keeps you alive in the three-dimensional world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the yeah. capitalism.
How to survive in capitalism, right?
Yeah, yeah. Or whichever broken system
without losing your
broken
soul.
Humans have. Yeah. Yes.
That's beautiful too, because you did provide that experience that was so unique for kiddos and for people. Yeah. And I was so intrigued by it too. I was like, wow, this is, and it's kind of that ripple effect of the passion, right? Mm-hmm. You're yes. lighting the passion torch and passing it around. Yeah. And it's incredible. So yeah. thank you for doing what you do. Yeah.
And a little bit of the demystifying too, right? Like everybody knows about podcasts.
Yeah.
And it's hard to imagine how they come to be. Sometimes we even have a hard time getting people to come on the podcast because they feel overwhelmed or mm-hmm. nervous.
Yeah.
And so just allowing it to be a fun space to explore was really, mm-hmm. I think that worked out really well.
Mm-hmm. Most people don't think they have anything worth saying mm-hmm. or they're True. Not going to say it right. And so I'm like, just sit down, put the headphones on and relax.
Yeah.
You don't just have try. To plan. You don't have to think. What I want out of you is already there.
Yeah, I love that.
Okay, do you have all the vendors that you want?
Not quite. I have quite a few that were very interested, but with holiday markets, they kind of are stretched a little thin, understandably. For example, my husband is at a holiday market right now. Flame and Dick's hot sauce. His new flavors are really good too.
Nice.
And that's a fun side story is we went up to a hot sauce festival in Washington. It was our second year going and it's super fun to just go and help. And I just kind of had like a light bulb moment where I was like, I could totally organize one of these. Like, I would love that. I would love to be able to like check in with vendors, make sure everybody's good and like organize everything. And so that was kind of a light bulb moment. And that was maybe the first seed that was planted for this. Dream.
And as you're saying that, it occurs to me that I walked into Wade Hardware in Corvallis mm-hmm. the other day mm-hmm. just to see, because it used to be Robnett's Hardware, and mm-hmm. it was just this packed place with just nuts and bolts and tools and everything you can possibly imagine for hardware. It's just like a really dense hardware store. I walked in there and the whole space has changed to like old west mercantile when you mm-hmm. walk in feel, with the other half of it being learning and crafting and art space. It looks like, and I'm just like, this is how you keep the brick and mortar alive. This is the new world. This is where things are going to. And what you were saying felt like a very similar realization of, yes, yeah, you can do this. Yeah, other people are doing it. But this is where human beings want to go to shop. We don't want to go and click everything we need online. None of us mm-hmm. want to do that, but it's so convenient.
Yeah, and we do it out of necessity. It's convenient. It's mm-hmm. inexpensive.
But guess what else is needed? Desperately, connection.
Absolutely.
And so when you are drawn into a place for the connection that you crave and that you don't get from social media, this is your chance to connect and
buy a Christmas present.
Yeah, exactly.
6 days before Christmas, exactly. There's 10.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you're going to find something that you'd have to go to Etsy to find. Like, you're going to find something exactly, unique and yeah. cool. And you're going to be able to learn something. And you're going to be able to, like, you're going to be inspired to do this thing that you mm-hmm. haven't thought about since you were 12. And you're going to, who knows what you're going to pick up? Who knows who you're going to meet to further whatever your dreams are?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, and a lot of the time you get to talk to the owners. You get to talk to the people who make what they're selling, which is so beautiful, because a lot of the time, especially I've found in markets like these, a lot of the times these are passion projects that just keep growing. And some of them also go on to like have those passion projects grow and become their full-time income, right? And so like,
yep,
that's really neat too, being able to chat with small business owners who are like, oh yeah, this is what I do full-time and here's how I do it. And
yep,
it's wild.
Maybe I could too.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's inspiring.
Super inspiring.
It's inspiring when you see somebody who's taken their craft, honed it mm-hmm. enough to then make it into what they do for a living and still love it instead yeah. of it then becoming a
yeah work.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Work that doesn't feel like work is the dream. Just being able to enjoy it a lot more than not enjoy it to me is really incredible and kind of hard to find.
I think we live in a time where reframing what work means is really needed.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of what we think of as work right now is all going to be taken over by computerized and mechanical agents because it can. And so that's what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And then I think that's going to free humans up to do what they're meant to be doing. Like
make art,
make art. Really, that's what it comes down to, but connect, mm-hmm. make art,
be together,
be together, craft,
see each other,
have explore, follow curiosity. Yeah, really, it all comes down to curiosity.
Yeah, exactly.
If you are not growing curiosity in yourself in your job, you're in the wrong job. Maybe that's just the way it needs to be for now, but yeah. It still helps to look at things as they are. And if you're a human, you belong in a place that's makes you feel curiosity. Great.
Okay, let's go back to the vendors though, because you asked if she had all of the vendors.
Oh yes,
that
and the types
need.
Of vendors
yeah.
too, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, so types of vendors. So hot sauce for sure. There is a really neat bakery called Nightmare Sweets. They've applied, so hopefully they'll be able to make it. Couple of folks who do pottery, being able to like hold something that that person made with their heart and like their soul is so cool. I love it. Yes. I love it so much.
I agree.
I have kind of a list of other folks who go to the Saturday market pretty regularly. And I kind of curated ones that I think would be kind of a good fit. And so I'm going to reach out to them next week and see about the last couple of spots because we have about 8 spots left.
Oh, nice. You're getting full.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's do one more time. Date, yes. Time, location, just so we can get a clear shot
yeah,
on that.
Yeah, no, that's
one.
Good. So Friday, December 19th from 7:30 p.m. to 10 p.m. at the Madhouse in Salem, Oregon with Traveling Wheels. And it's the McPea Pod pop-up.
Is this family a family friendly event?
Absolutely.
And
yes.
Is there a charge to get in?
If you're just coming for the market portion, totally free. But if you are coming to skate, there is a fee. So it's $10 to get in. And then they have rentals for $5. They have super cool options too. They have like speed skates. They have the regular like quads, and then they have rollerblades as well, which is fun. And they have kiddo sizes. So lots of kids love to come and skate. And if nobody has rented out the party rooms, I'm going to actually make those party rooms be like kid activities. So like some fun drawing stuff, maybe like some, we had somebody who offered to donate some sensory tables, which is really cool because that's her business. She does like 3D prints and then she like makes little sensory tables out of like colored rice and pasta and stuff, which is really neat.
Especially for kids that need that.
Yeah, for sure. I know that she's at almost all of the events that my husband is at. And when I go with my little guy, Felix, he's like, oh, yeah, let's just go hang out here for 30 minutes. And so he just plays in the little sensory bin and he loves it. Little scoops and stuff. Oh, so fun.
We were telling one of our friends about this event and he he does basically pop-up poetry where he's like, pay me $2 or whatever he does, and I'll write you your very own poem. And he's like, he can't come to the Salem one because he already has plans. But he's like, if she does another one, I want to know.
February, there's a tentative date. Okay. So for the big one where it's like all vendors, all community resources.
Yeah, I mean, he has the funnest little setup. Or he did the last time I saw him. He had like an old school ladder with just like a piece of wood on it and he writes on it and then he gives you your poem and it's really sweet.
That's exactly like the vibe that I want. Yeah. I want that. That's amazing.
Okay, perfect. February, Carl.
Yeah.
It's gotta be closer.
Carl? Yeah. I love Carl.
Yeah, from Dirt Road.
No way.
Yeah. Yeah.
My good friend is dating Carl.
Yeah. Okay,
I went to high school with her.
Oh my goodness. Well, she was there when we saw her. Saw them both at dinner.
Yeah.
So that's funny. Cool. Okay, well then, anyway. Yeah, that's easy. That's an easy
he
one.
He said it's gotta
it's
be
Carl.
Closer to Corvallis though, yeah. Or it's gotta be closer in, but.
Bummer.
Yeah.
That's okay. I know. Maybe I'll be we'll like, Carl.
Exactly.
Come on,
Carl. Yeah. It's me. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Also, another side story about how it's such a small world, because you mentioned Carl. I was mentioning to my boss, who's my friend from Roller Derby, that I was going to be on this podcast. And I mentioned your name. And she was like, that sounds so familiar. And she pulled up your picture and she was like, I just met him at a party like a month ago.
I wonder who that is.
I've got pictures. I'll show you.
That sounds right.
Well, actually, it's two Emilys. Two Emilys.
I remember them.
He's like, I want to hang out with them again. How do I find
them? Well, there you go. Small world.
That was extremely enjoyable energy.
Yeah. Great time.
Yeah. When we left, we got in the car. He's like, I definitely want to see the Emilys again, but I have no idea how to do that.
So cool.
Oh, that's...
Well, there you go. Interesting. Well, you'll see them on December 19th.
Perfect.
I mean, this is literally why to do something like that. The tendrils of the interweaving of the webs of community. Places we don't even know. We don't know you, but we know Carl, and you know Carl, and we met them, and you know that's the and then to also be to come together and bring together art and love of a craft, or
it gives me chills. It really does. It's just awesome. like you said, like the everything is kind of woven together in ways that we don't know or understand. So when we come together, we can kind of start uncovering those things and learn about how we're all connected and be curious together. It's really neat.
Makes life so worth living.
It really does.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, what else? This is not my usual format. So.
No, it's not. We're just figuring it out.
Normally, I'd be trying to figure out what your backstory is. Why are you the way you are? And why? How are you anyway? And when you open your eyes up and you look out at the world, what do you see and what does it feel like to you? And what are you doing about it? And what are you going to do next? And like, those are the places my curiosity goes. Yeah, but that makes for a really long conversation that is not about what we're trying to talk about.
But maybe another time.
Yeah.
I'd love to come on another time and chat about that.
Right. Every conversation is worth having. And they're never over. Mm-hmm. Never.
And even when conversations don't go how you want, you learn a lot from them.
Always.
Or you just leave.
Or you just say, peace. I'm out of here.
I said that because that's what I do. Like, this conversation isn't going how I want. I'm out of here.
I figure I'm either going to find treasure, something shiny and curiosity inspiring, or I'm going to find learning, which is one of the best treasures. So either way, win or lose, succeed or fail, I am going to find treasure.
Oh, yeah. Love that.
Mission accomplished.
Love it. A pirate's dream.
Pirate's dream. Yes. What else do you have to say?
I guess I have a question about, do we think that, like, should I try again with the promotional content?
Right now you have a video rolling. You can try as many, to say as many things as you want, as many times as you want, and we'll just go through it, and what we can make out of it, we will. And
okay, cool.
But yeah, if you have some things that you want to say about it, if you have things you want people to hear, if you have a message for the community.
Like the elevator speech.
Ooh,
if you want to practice your elevator speech or build one or, wisdom to share.
Maybe we could kind of talk about that and do it together. How would y'all build your elevator speech?
I would pull up my AI app and I would say, help me build an elevator speech. I can't come up with ideas like artificial intelligence can.
Yeah.
Builds the framework. I fill it in. Mm-hmm.
That's an interesting thing too, because I know there's a lot of stigma about AI. Do you feel like you're able to use it as a tool for art and inspiration? Yep.
It is a powerful tool.
Yeah.
And it does not diminish the art.
Yeah.
It greatly enhances it.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing original that can come out of a language learning model.
Yeah.
But what it's good at is looking for patterns and putting random things into nice order and then changing that order and changing it and changing it and making it whatever you want until you're like, this makes sense. This fits me. Now my ideas are flowing. Mm-hmm. I think this goes back to the discussion about what work really means. Like we feel like if you don't put the blood, sweat, and tears in, you didn't do anything.
That it wasn't work.
That's not true.
Yeah.
If you can find easier, more efficient ways to do the things you love to do, you're going to be that much more productive and effective.
Yeah.
And to me, that's all AI is. AI is something we're creating in our image because we're using the things we do in order to train it. I spend time thinking about my prompts because what you get out
garbage in, garbage out is only as good as
what prompt you give it. So I would say something to the effect of pretend like you are a top level business coach or whatever it is I'm looking for, mm-hmm. and ask me 3 questions or ask me 5 questions mm-hmm. so that you can help me build an elevator speech that's X amount long. Like I'll kind of give it a little bit of what I'm looking for, but what I'm looking for is, what questions do you want to ask me to help me build my elevator speech?
Yeah, the prompts. What prompts do you have for me to like dig within?
Yeah,
exactly.
So I had to do an elevator speech thing recently, and I didn't use AI. I did the work. No. But really what it came down to for me is why? Mm-hmm. Why am I doing what I'm doing? In what way is it different? Mm-hmm. So my why and like the uniqueness, I guess, in some mm-hmm. way. It's a little bit like writing poetry where you kind of distill down the feeling mm-hmm. and use the most appropriate word.
Mm-hmm. To make it really wordy. Concise.
Yeah, to make it really
concise.
I think
I'm not very good at being concise. And so that's why I've not even thought about an elevator speech.
She's very good at being concise. I am also not good at being concise.
The elevator pitch, I want it to be the big dream, right? And so it's hard to take that step back and be like, oh, well, this is what it is, but also kind of this first one's a little bit different. And so maybe I need to make space for that, to just like have it be what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
See what happens,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
Holding in the back of your mind that big idea.
Yeah.
As a place to move toward.
Yeah.
Is super important, mm-hmm. but then to be able to say, and then this one, mm-hmm. you know,
yeah.
this time, this is what I'm doing, and this is why it's cool.
The big thread is community, mm-hmm. and the big thread is supporting local businesses and art and encouraging people to come together and see each other, love each other, to have fun. That's a big piece too that I don't think I've mentioned, is like joy and fun needs to be a big driver of this. And I think that that's a beautiful thing for this first one, with it being with Traveling Wheels. She's awesome. Her name is Wheeler, or derby name. But she's amazing. And she really does promote this incredible event where people can come and skate. And we don't really get to do that very much anymore. There aren't really skating rinks like there used to be, right? And so the fact that I want joy to be a main driver is like beautifully paired with Traveling Wheels.
What about food? Is there food at the location, at the facility at all?
They have a little like snack area, but it's not like hot food.
Okay.
It's like chips and...
Okay. So there are, at least at a minimum, there are some
snacks.
There
should be some snacks. Yeah. The goal is to have food, but I can't 100% say there's going to be like warm food yet.
Okay. Okay. But, there probably but is.
For February... Absolutely. If the February event happens, that one for sure will be like, have way more vendors and food options and drink options and such.
So this is your number one pop-up. This one is kind of like a soft opening.
Yes.
And it's going to be
exciting and wonderful.
More of an intimate community space.
That's true. Yeah.
It's an opportunity for the people in the community to come out and support someone who's trying to create more community.
Yeah.
In their community.
Yeah.
That was a terrible way of saying that.
No, I loved it.
I think that's
accurate. Again, I'm really about planting the seed, like bringing everybody to the event and having them see how fun and amazing it is, and then having it grow is going to be really nice.
Community means something real to you. Mm-hmm. And you are doing something to create more of it because you see a need. Mm-hmm. That's why you're doing this.
Yeah. For me, community is really about that collective witnessing
yeah.
people and being witnessed by people kind of wherever you're at, showing up, however messy or however put together or however sad or happy or excited, and just holding space with and for each other. So much beauty can happen in that moment.
So people need to come to Salem.
Yeah. Come to the McPee Pod pop-up on December 19th. From 7:30 to 10 p.m., come skate and shop, have a good time, build community.
What do you feel like is the most important thing to say right now?
Just be nice to each other and be nice to yourself. Self-compassion can go a long way. Do the work, heal, love each other.
Perfect. Well, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you
for having me.
Welcome to Emotion.
A lot of love and deep thanks to Buddy Anderson for his original music and audio engineering. This podcast sounds the way that it does because of his heart and the way that he listens. Explore his sound at From Another Mista on Spotify. Well worth the listen. And to Angela Cook, our producer, thanks for holding the vision, weaving the threads, and helping every episode land with clarity and care. To every one of you who's subscribed, listened, shared, or just felt something along the way, thank you. You're part of this too. Your attention is sacred. I don't take it lightly. Stay curious. I'll see you next time.